got the Tennessee Titans heading to Miami to take on the Dolphins as 13-point underdogs. The total set at 46.5. This is Showdown Coverage brought to you by sharpfootballanalysis.com. I'm your host, Adam Wilde. And before we jump over to DraftKings, make sure you're using promo code ANGLES for 15% off any subscription to sharpfootballanalysis.com. That is ANGLES for 15% off. Let's jump in the slate. So we have two Monday night games at the exact same time, which I thought they were staggered in the past. I was pretty sure there was a 7:15 and an 8:20, but anyways, we have two of them starting at the exact same time. So we picked one. I like the Dolphins more just because I generally like building games where the outcome is pretty much predetermined. Obviously, there's any given Sunday, so some crazy things would happen. But things are a little bit more difficult when a spread is like three, like Dallas and the Eagles, for example, on Sunday night has a tough one because, well, now when you're listening to this, that will have already happened. But before the game, it's difficult to say how that one's going to go. So it's going to be hard to build your lineups. Who are you going to go heavily invested in, et cetera? It's a little bit easier when you have a 13-point favorite at home. With just an offensive juggernaut. I mean, a lot of the total is dependent on Miami. Miami could hit the total on their own on a good day. So a little bit easier to build these lineups. But of course, there's going to be a massive price disparity because DraftKings is going to try to get you to play Tennessee Titans players. So when you're entering these lineups into your or you're looking at your projection systems or your optimizers, it's going to spit out a lot of lineups that include, three, even four Tennessee Titans players. Like, you'll have lineups that just have Tua and just have Tyreek Hill, and you'll be taking value on the Titans side of the ball, but that doesn't typically work out, especially when a team loses by 13. So it's not really necessary for you to go with a Titans heavy build. In fact, it's probably a minus EV to do so, because it's just so rare that it actually turns out that a team can lose by 13. It's definitely a fallacy to think that if a team is losing by 13, they're going to pass so much that their fantasy producers are going to get additional volume. If they're losing by 13, their offense is not doing well. So just another thing to look out for as we start this slate. So Tyreek Hill, of course, at the top is going to be 12,000. He's anywhere between 12,000 to 12,800 on any given week. That's fine. He's a good value. I mean, for him to double, he needs 24 points, right? But that's pretty close to his floor. I guess he's got some 17, some 18 point games in there, but he's weird to say, but a good value at 12,000. He's probably going to hit value on a consistent basis. And then, of course, he's got one of the highest ceilings in the league. He could get you a 50 point game on a good week, especially since he is chasing 2,000 yards and he's not really on pace to do so. He's on pace to miss it by just a little bit, even with the additional game. So it's games like this where he's going to really need to capitalize, because he had some stinkers earlier in the year, like a 50-yard game and an 80-yard game that have really affected his average. So I could definitely see the team looking to make this a catch-up game for Tyreek Hill. Not that they really need that narrative, because so much of their offense flows through him anyways. But of course, if Tyreek Hill manages to produce at a high level, then so is Tua Tagovailoa. So he's going to be in most year lineups as a 13-point home favorite. It's going to be really difficult to get away from Tua. He's probably going to be rostered by 80% of the time, and that's fair, especially when like I said earlier, the outcome is pretty much predetermined. Devon Achane at 10,200 is a bit pricey when Mostert is still 8,800, but because so much of Achane's efficiency is or so much of his production is based on his efficiency, because he's not playing the majority of the snaps yet, but he's scoring at a incredible clip and has a great, yards per carry, all those running back metrics that we care about. He's topping the charts in all of them. So it doesn't really matter if he gets 10 touches, he's probably going to score you about 20 fantasy points. On the flip side, we might as well talk about Mostert, who's, $1,400 less. So Mostert is a really strong option, because you're kind of going to need the salary on this slate. And, of course, Achane's roster percentage is going to be pretty high because people, he has shown enough to show that it doesn't really matter how many touches he gets. He's going to make value. As you can see, he's got 23.1 points per game, and I don't think he's led in snaps in a single week. So you could go with Mostert, though, because he will get more of the volume probably. Maybe a chance earned enough to finally get like a full start and the lion's share of touches, but I'm going to go ahead and say that's not likely, and the Dolphins don't have a lot of incentive to do so. So if you're talking 20 max, I'll have some Achane, some Mostert. This is really borderline on if I want to go with both of them, because that is so much salary, and if you go with both of them, you're probably not fitting Hill and Tua, and I would really like to play Hill and Tua, so I might be okay with playing just one. But as 13-point home favorites, would not be surprising. Actually, we saw this against the Broncos, right, when they put up 70 points. I think Achane had 4 touchdowns. Mostert had 2. Obviously, the Dolphins are not going to score 70 points again, but they are set up to score a ton of points, which means the two running backs could be viable together. I guess the only advice on those two together is you might consider not having Tua in the flex. Maybe one of them a captain, another one of them in the flex. Maybe Tyreek Hill, because you have to play him, and just hope that all of the passing offense goes through Hill. But it's going to be difficult to play all four. We'll try it here at the end because I do think it could work, but it's just so much salary that I'm not sure it will. Derrick Henry at 9,400. It's a terrible game script for Derrick Henry, but he's going to get 20 touches. He's Derrick Henry, so he will get into a lot of your lineups. I would be willing to bet that if you set a rule for like only 4x2s and 5x1s with the Dolphins, that you'll get a ton of Henry as your bring back, because he's one of the only projectable options outside of Hopkins, who is super cheap, that we'll get to in a moment. Jalen Waddle at 9,200 is interesting because he's sandwiched right there between Mostert and Henry, and both of them are going to be preferred options. So Waddle is going to have his normal role where he's rostered about 24% of the time. And, you know, he's like Devonta Smith, how Devonta Smith and AJ Brown work. Like, well, he doesn't get as much target volume as Devonta Smith. Maybe it's not the best comparison, but I was more so thinking that he's also a very good wide receiver playing with another very, very good wide receiver. So he often gets overlooked. So Jalen Waddle should be a nice like sleeper candidate. In lineups that you don't have Tyreek Hill, I would try to include Jalen Waddle just because one of them for certain is going to have a phenomenal performance. Brings us down to the pairing of Levis and Hopkins. We'll talk about both of them together because their value is so paired together. Hopkins is obviously Levis's number one target. I think they had a shouting match a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, and then they ended up connecting for a touchdown, so I guess that was okay, and they went over and congratulated each other. So it was interesting to see Will Levis kind of go off on a seasoned vet, a borderline Hall of Famer, in his third start. But hey, I guess they do talk about his intensity, right? So we saw it on display. Those two paired together are extremely cheap, but it does hinder what you can do with Miami. If we have time, we'll get to a lineup that includes Levis and Hopkins, because if you play one, you probably want to play the other. But with that being said, it takes up 2 prime spots for your Miami stacks. And Miami is one of those teams that's so top heavy. They have like, you know, 4 viable options, and then the rest of them are punt plays. Like from 5K down, you have only punt plays for Miami. So you can't really afford to play 2. If you want to run a 4x2 or a 5x1 build with Miami, you can't really afford to spend two slots on premier Tennessee options, because there's not a ton of viable Miami options for cheap. So that's just something that we're going to have to consider as we go down the line. Chigakonkwo of 4,000. That's a pretty good price for Chigakonkwo. I would rather pay 4,000 for Chig instead of 3,200 for Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. But both of them are kind of fine as your run back options. You'll see if you're running a 4-2 and you play Derrick Henry, you're probably going to be down in this range for your last spot with Okonkwo and Ikhine Westbrook. And then you get down to the range of like 2,200 for Treylon Burks, 2,400 for Braxton Berrios. That's going to be a decision point between those two. I would probably go Berrios just because, like I said earlier, if you do spend money on two Titans, then you have to find a cheap player from Miami to play. So you're more likely going with Berrios at 2,400 than Burks at 2,200. Trying to make sure that we catch everybody viable because you're going to need these cheaper options. The wide receiver four spot is so up in the air. Even wide receiver three is kind of tricky for the Dolphins. So Berrios has kind of settled into that like pretty much regular slot role. But then your other receiving options are like Cedric Wilson and River Craycraft really fighting, and they're both priced similarly. So you probably don't want to go with either of them. Durham Smythe is always a favorite of mine there at 2,000, but with Berrios only 4,000 more or 400 more. I will say one thing you will see a lot of Berrios and a lot of Smythe every single time I'm building for a Dolphins slate. I end up getting a ton of lineups telling me to place Smythe and Berrios because you want to pay so much for the premier options for Miami, but that never works out. Like, you might as well just at the beginning put a max one rule for Smythe and Berrios. The floor is just so low. If one of your premier options doesn't have a ceiling performance, which is gonna happen, like say you play Achane, Mostert, Hill, and Tua, which we don't even know is viable yet, but we'll try it. Say one of them scores 4 points. You will not get any, you know, you will not make up any ground with Smythe and with Berrios. That's just two punt plays in two spots just takes up too much. So general good practice on most slates is try not to punt two positions. But let's go ahead and get into building some lineups. I think I want to start with Tua at the top just because actually let's get that two running back build going first and see if that's even possible. So we're going to start with Achane just because I think he has the higher ceiling and he's more expensive. So we're going to make it hard on ourselves and then go Hill, Tua, Mostert, see how much money. Yeah, I mean, I can tell you already. So you only have 1,650 left per player for the last two spots, which is exactly what I just told you we did not want to do. So let's try Mostert at captain and see if it gets any better. Probably not. So then you only have 2,000 per player and you'd have to punt twice. So that just goes to show you if you want to play the two running backs together, because it has happened in the past, it could happen this week because they set up well as 13-point home favorites, you're going to have a difficult time doing that. And there's not really any viable captains that are much cheaper. The only thing you could potentially do here is let's try this. Let's try DeAndre Hopkins at captain. This kills two birds with one stone because we also wanted to try to build a Hopkins-Levis lineup. So Hopkins is extremely cheap. He's the cheapest option with a shot at the 100-point bonus or a 100-yard bonus. So we're going to go no Tua here, which is really hard to do as a 13-point home favorite, but we're going to give it a shot. So that means we need to include Will Levis. Oh, we already did. So we have DeAndre Hopkins, Will Levis, Tyreek Hill, Devon Achane, and now we don't even have enough money for Mostert, so that's not going to work either. Maybe Derrick Henry at captain, which is very rare to work. Derrick Henry at captain, Tyreek Hill, Achane, Mostert. Let's see what we have left, 2,450. Still not going to work. So if you want to play both running backs, you're going to have to get really unique. You almost want to set a rule in your optimizer if you're using one that says play Mostert and Achane in the flex. You don't even have to specify the flex. You could try a captain, but it's probably not going to work. And then just see what it spits out and see if you can build around that, because hand building with both of them is just going to be extremely tough. So now let's go back to a more traditional build. You're probably going to get Tyreek Hill in there. You're probably going to get let's probably do Henry as our lone run back. You might as well go all the way down to Berrios just to see how much salary you're going to be working with. And then you'll probably need someone like Okonkwo, and you have 6,200 left. Not great. That leaves Tajay Spears. You do probably want to go Dolphins in some builds. And then let's see if we can go up from so here you could go Okonkwo or Folk. So I'll leave that open. But Tua at captain, Tyreek Hill, Braxton Berrios, Dolphins, Derrick Henry, and either Chig or Nick Folk. And then if we swap Hill at captain for our last build, let's see how that works out. So you're going to want Hill at captain, Tua in the flex, and now you only have 4,000, which is exactly enough for Chig, but you're still probably unique enough to make this okay, because you have the Dolphins and Berrios, and Chig should be relatively low rostered. So for the last build, we have Tyreek Hill at captain, Tua in the flex, Derrick Henry, Braxton Berrios, Chig Okonkwo, and the Dolphins. Actually, let's do one more, just because I do think DeAndre Hopkins is a really solid value. I probably want to play him with Levis, but as you're seeing, that's not super easy. And then we'll see what, so then we have 5,800 left over. How about we go down to, Nick Folk and see. Yeah, so you have 6,800 left over here, and you could do a few things. You could do, Dolphins defense is probably what I would do, and I'd leave 1,200 on the table. So Tyreek Hill, captain, Tua in the flex, DeAndre Hopkins, Braxton Berrios, Nick Folk, Dolphins, and then you're in the same situation. You're just leaving more salary on the table, and you're going Hopkins over Henry, but you still have either Folk or Chig as quality options there. So that's going to do it for this week's showdown coverage, brought to you by sharpfootballanalysis.com. Make sure you're using promo code ANGLES to get 15% off your subscription, and we will catch y'all next week. Peace.